As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Good morning. Welcome to a summer day in Pittsburgh. Yeah, 85. If you like warmth and summer, you're going to love today. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. I mentioned U.S. Steel. Paul, in an op-ed piece in The Hill, which is, in general, they try to be nonpartisan, they say. They cover whatever's going on in Washington. But this gentleman, Daniel Bob, has a story about why, if Donald Trump and Josh Shapiro had a conversation about U.S. Steel, why it would be good for America, because you would keep manufacturing here and you would be able to combat China, who's dumping steel. And so, interestingly enough, over $1 billion in infrastructure in the Mon Valley, as you know, would go a long way.
Well, actually, I think that they're going to double that amount in the merger agreement as it's been amended and not approved yet. And I would say, Larry, that if that is the case, that China is doing what it's been doing in the steel market, it's encouraging to see that Hyundai is going to build a $6 billion plant to make steel for their auto production. They're going to do that in Louisiana. So you would think that the administration would be on the side of expanding that in the Mon Valley as well.
And we'll see where that goes and continue to follow that story. Speaking of Washington, the clock is ticking. That says Phil Kirpan, who joins us now as the president of the America Commitment Unleash Prosperity. Phil, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
You know, it's tough in Washington to get a consensus on anything these days. So what is the clock ticking over when it comes to the American average household?
Well, if we get to the end of this calendar year and they haven't got their act together on taxes, then all of the 2017 tax cuts go away. And so what that means is the child credit gets cut in half from $2,000 to $1,000. The standard deduction gets cut in half. The death tax exemption gets cut in half. All of the rates go up. And the small business exclusion goes away. And so basically the small business tax, or really all non-corporate businesses, even large ones, the tax goes from 29% and change to 40% plus. And so this is a real economic disaster pending if they don't cancel this tax hike that's kind of coming down the track at us. And they wasted a bunch of months. I mean, here we are, it's almost May. They wasted most of the year in this dumb debate about whether they were going to do the tax bill by itself later in the year or as part of this bigger one beautiful bill, and one bill, two bill, three bills, instead of just getting the work done. The good news is they did finally agree on a budget resolution before they left for their two-week Easter break. And isn't it nice that Congress gets a two-week Easter break? right? I mean, so they have finally cleared that first hurdle, and they'll at least, from a procedural standpoint, be able to start writing the bill when they get back. But even on that, normally when you have an agreement on a budget, that means you agreed on how much you're going to spend and how much you're going to tax. They didn't really do that because they have different spending numbers for the House committees in the budget than they have for the Senate committees. And so they sort of agreed to disagree, but at least it gets us to the next step here, and we might finally see some legislative text on a tax title sometime in the next couple weeks.
Okay, Phil, so that brings the next question up. What kind of support is there in both the House and Senate in terms of the GOP and the Democrats? I know that I think I've heard Speaker Johnson speak in favor of extending the tax cuts. Am I right?
Yeah, Republican support is pretty solid, certainly from the leadership. Every version of the budget, every Democrat has voted against. So I think it's fair to say they want the tax hike to hit. But, you know, you can have near consensus among Republicans, and that might not quite get it done because they have such a tiny majority. You need essentially everyone to agree. Thomas Massey, who, you know, God bless him, he's going to vote no because he votes no now on everything. And so you can really only lose, I think, one or two more Republicans and still get something through the House. So they're walking a tightrope. The challenge is not that there's a lot of disagreement among leadership on substance. It's that once you start writing the details, when you need to keep every single vote, that becomes difficult. And so that's where we are right now. And even getting to this point, as I said, was difficult. But they are now at the point where they're going to start writing the actual details.
And if they don't do anything, Phil, you're suggesting this would, on average, hit the American taxpayer's household by $3,000. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's the average. The Heritage Foundation calculated that. That's the average. Of course, you know, it varies a lot depending on how many kids you have and so forth, because that child credit getting cut in half means, you know, people with minor children at home will get hit the hardest. But, you know, everyone's going to get a tax hike because every single rate goes up and the standard deduction goes down. So the amount will vary somewhat, but on average, yeah, it's going to be about $3,000.
Okay, Phil, so if this doesn't get done and the tax cuts end, at what point on the calendar does that happen? And would that be before the midterm elections?
Well, it would be January 1st. It would be for tax year 2026. And so you wouldn't see the change when you file your taxes in April, because that would be for 2025. But you would see, you know, you would see changes in your withholding, you know, right away in January of next year if they don't get this done. So they need to get this done. It would have a major effect, certainly on the elections. And, you know, every Republican in America pretty much promised no tax hike if you vote for them. And so if they let this happen, they would have a huge problem.
Well, hopefully it will get done. Phil, thanks for bringing it to our attention.
My pleasure. Have a good one, guys.
You got it. That's Phil Kirpin, president of the American Commitment. That said, you know, there's so much going on. Some of this stuff flies under the radar. And in reality, that would be something that would hit home for everybody.
Well, I'll tell you something, Larry. His description of what's going on, the inertia that just keeps things from happening in Congress. It was a really well explained.
Yeah, he did a good job of detailing. I thought
it gave me a better idea what the heck's going on. One thing is for sure. I mean, the pattern is very clear for the last, I don't know, 20, 25 years. They're working right up to deadlines all the time, especially on budget, right?
Yeah, 100%. They can't even agree in Congress if today's Thursday. In Green Bay today, and including a contingent from the mayor's office, others who are kind of checking out what they do in Green Bay as we get ready to host the draft next April here in Pittsburgh. And joining us, Kate Irwin is Senior Director of Economic Development right here in Pittsburgh. Kate, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for inviting me this morning.
Yeah, tell me, what can we take from what's happened in, let's just say, the last two drafts and make downtown Pittsburgh and the region, you know, ready for a year from now?
Yeah, well, I'm really excited to share some of the work that the Pittsburgh Downtown Partnership's been doing already in leading downtown's transformation. And a key component of the current transformation is a retail strategy to accelerate kind of the current momentum we have in downtown and kind of getting us ready for the NFL draft and then kind of what comes beyond the NFL draft.
You know what, Kate? In my opinion, it couldn't come at a better time because there have been many factors influencing cities, and certainly COVID was one big one. But really, there was a trend before that for the big box stores to move out of the cities, you know, and the way people shop and buy and do retail has changed tremendously. So what is the vision for Pittsburgh in the future?
Yeah, that's a great question. And really what we're working to do is working to transform downtown into a multi-use neighborhood One of the things that we've seen, you know, as you said, since 2019, you know, smaller format retail spaces, so sort of that under 5,000 square feet, those kind of are really leading a lot of the lease up rates. So we're seeing a lot of shift to kind of smaller local businesses versus those big box kind of department stores and big retailers.
Kate, what is being done? I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, just a lot of our work has been focusing on how we kind of activate some of those spaces and get some new leases downtown.
And that's my next question. What strategy are you employing to reach out to people who would use up the smaller retail space?
Sure, yeah. So right now, the Pittsburgh Downtown Partnership has two retail programs. We have Project Pop-Up, which is sunsetting a little bit as we've shifted a lot of our focus to the downtown rent abatement program. And that program helps folks by supplementing their first year's rent in a multi-year lease. And so we can help kind of contribute to some of those startup costs and reduce some of those barriers. And we've seen since 2024, when we launched that project, out of the 17 new businesses that have opened in downtown, 8 of those came through one of our two retail programs. So we're sort of seeing that really generate some energy and some new leasing.
You know, to that point, I think a lot of people miss the fact that small businesses are really the backbone of the economy of cities like Pittsburgh, too. I mean, you always have your kind of anchor tenants, so to speak, whether those bring jobs and economic prosperity. But in terms of just the daily, the small business men and women are the ones who are doing the work.
Absolutely. You know, they're the ones that, you know, when you put dollars into them, those dollars stay in the local economy and really kind of continue to contribute at a exponential rate. And so we've focused quite a bit over the past 2 years supporting the small business community in downtown Pittsburgh and bringing more of those small businesses into downtown. But we still have some of those larger square foot spaces, which presents some big opportunities if we're able to kind of find the right match. And so that's also part of our strategy sort of moving forward. We're working with a retail consultant, Catherine Timko of the Riddle Company, on working on how to recruit national.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Retailers back to downtown to fill some of those larger spaces so the small spaces can really be more suitable and active with our local businesses.
And finally, Kate, what should Pittsburghers expect to see as change between now and next April when we host the NFL draft?
Well, I mean, there is from infrastructure projects to additional kind of retail tenants. There's a lot of momentum in downtown. We're really trying to kind of lead and accelerate this transformation through good data and a lot of collaboration. Market Square modernization is underway. Arts Landing is being built. Those are set to premiere before the draft. And we're working really diligently with a lot of our partners to fill some of these additional street level businesses so that there's a lot of vibrancy and excitement in downtown.
Yeah, I think it's great that we have a focal point for everybody in the region to kind of, okay, let's do as much as we can. And at the end of the day, after that draft weekend next year, we'll be the beneficiaries collectively by having all these things get done.
Exactly. There's a lot of momentum, and we definitely want to capitalize on that and kind of keep the movement going.
All right, Kate, appreciate the time this morning. Good luck. We're all counting on you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you having me on.
All right. Kate Irwin, Senior Director of Economic Development, Downtown Partnership.
Larry, just in from the National Weather Service, they say we have an elevated risk of wildfire spread late this morning through early this evening. We're going to have a warm temp, right? 85 for a high. The relative humidity is going to be in the 20% range. And you've got all these dry fuels and leaf litter lying around. And even though the winds are kind of calm or low, it's still possible between 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. today for a wildfire. I mean, look what's going on in New Jersey.
I was just going to say, when I saw some video and shots of what the wildfires are doing in New Jersey, it looks like California.
Yeah, I'm working on a story right now for our 7:30 news about that. This is taking place, by the way, in Ocean County, New Jersey. So that's a very popular tourist spot.
And we're not used to seeing wildfires like this.
No, I mean, this is as mind-boggling as the one we just had up in Long Island.
Right. And that was 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. For the month of April, it's unheard of.
So again, we have an elevated risk of wildfire spread from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. today. National Weather Service says the area involved is south of I-80.
That is unusual, especially for Pittsburgh for April. Every Thursday at this time on the Big K Morning Show, we welcome the good Dr. Mike Hutchinson from Animal General, LaSalle Plaza in Cranberry. And you can see Doc on the radio and our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Doc, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Larry and Paul. How's it going?
Good. Right off the top, our afternoon host, Colin Dunlap, was talking about this yesterday, walking trails and people having some dogs not on a leash, and it creates, in some instances, a very uncomfortable situation. What is your advice to people? Because, you know, you don't want to be that guy, but at the same time, it's not cool that dogs aren't leashed because you never know what might happen.
Yeah, especially in high traffic areas. I mean, it's your responsibility to control your dog. And if you have them off a leash, it can be difficult, especially when other dogs come up and approach your dog. And, you know, I have a son that does a lot of hiking, and he takes his dog with him. And he said, yeah, I take him off leash occasionally, but if there's a lot of people where dogs are around, I keep him on leash. I said, well, how do you know? Coming around the bend. So I don't like it. I think they should be under control at all times, but I get it.
Okay, so it's hard to have that conversation with somebody. Hey, it's none of my business, but it is my business if your dog's, you know, messing with my dog, so to speak.
Do we not have leash laws here?
Yeah, we do have leash laws.
Yeah, then they have a tendency to take off after wildlife, and then you hear about the pet getting lost. So, you know, I always say, why would you risk that?
You're right. Okay, we got questions from your fans.
Okay, Greg in South Fayette, Dr. Mike, is asking about hearing a lot about turmeric and golden paste for pets. Is it safe for dogs? Can it help with inflammation or arthritis?
What is golden paste?
Yeah, so golden paste is kind of a, I don't know, novelty item now. I think it's for humans, but it can, I had to look it up when one of my clients asked me about that previously. And it contains a little bit of oil, like coconut oil or olive oil, and some piperine, which is pepper, black pepper, because that makes the curcumin that's in turmeric paste more available. And yet, it is, I have curcumin on my cancer list. It's a great antioxidant. It's a great anti-inflammatory. But in a dog, when you mix it with those things, you have to be real careful, you know, because GI side effects, they could be vomiting, diarrhea, things like that. Not every dog likes pepper. So I would just be careful with it. In general, it's safe. And to answer his question, yeah, it is a good anti-inflammatory. So it might help with your dog's arthritis. But be very careful. Maybe speak to your vet before you start it.
Emily in Robinson Township wants to know, my older cat's coat has become really dull and flaky. Could this be a nutrition issue or is it just age-related?
Well, it could be both. I mean, nutrition would be the first thing I would look at. Make sure you have it on a senior diet. We do increase the protein in those diets as they get older, which really does help them. And make sure they're on fatty acids, omega-3 fatty acids from fish oil. Other than that, when I see flakes on a cat, I'm always checking for external parasites, lice, you know, things like that, mites, fleas. And then, of course, I'm always talking about fun things, I know. And then, of course, older cats can get diseases, and a rough, you know, flaky coat could be a sign of disease, like hyperthyroidism, kidney disease, diabetes, arthritis. They won't groom themselves as much when they get arthritis. So I would have your vet check that out.
Hannah in Edgewood, Dr. Mike, says she wants to give her dog raw bones as treats, but that she's heard mixed advice on it. Are there safe options or should she skip them altogether?
Well, there is mixed advice. I do use raw bones in my dogs. I use them, but the knuckle bones, the big bones or the big femur bone, you know, the leg bone, something that you supervise to make sure they're not splintering them. They can splinter those large bones. So watch your dog if you're going to use bones. Some people are worried about salmonella, which is fair in a raw bone, but you can boil it for a few minutes and help prevent that. I don't boil my dog's bones. I just put them in the freezer. But make sure you supervise them. And the reason you get mixed reviews is individuals could break a tooth on them. So there are safe alternatives. They have those Nyla bones. They have a lot of Kong toys and a lot of dental chews that are very, very safe for their teeth. But I would, I like them, but that's the reason you're hearing mixed reviews.
And Doc, before you go, just curious, I drive through North Park a lot. I see a lot of deer in the daylight, and their coats seem, I don't know, they don't look healthy. Is there something going on that you know of?
Well, they're going through their shed. They're starting to get rid of their winter coat. I have the same thing around my property. You know, the deer I see, I know exactly what you're talking about, and I see it every year. So this is one of the times of year that they're starting to shed that winter coat. So I'm very observant. That's what they do kind of look rough.
Yeah, they do. But it makes sense now that you say that. And being that it'll be 85 today, they better hurry up and shed.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Doc, always appreciate the time. We will talk to you next month, next Thursday.
Can you believe how fast? You know, nice talking to you guys.
It's rolling. All right, the good Dr. Mike Hutchinson, Animal General. You can go to kdkradio.com. We have a link to Animal.
What will the Steelers do with the 21st pick in tonight's first round of the NFL draft? Will it be a quarterback? GM Omar Khan.
There's some really good players out there. You know, I don't think we're saying, hey, we're taking this position in this round and or that round, and we'll just let it come to us.
Yeah, Omar Khan, the GM, and Mike Tomlin, the coach, sat there and fielded the questions. Bottom line is, all this speculation, none of it matters until they make their picks.
Well, I mean, he has been talking a little bit about Shedeur Sanders, but is that a smokescreen, right?
Yeah, or is it reverse psychology? We'll find out.
I guess they're getting what they want out of that, right? Wednesday, a dozen states sued the Trump administration in the U.S. Court of International Trade over tariff policy in a legal battle over presidential power.
Congress has the sole authority to set tariff policy. And to that end, Congress has enacted various laws that allow the president to implement tariffs under certain conditions.
And the question will continue. Bottom line is, That's all people have been talking about. And when the president says he will and then won't, that changes the market dramatically.
It changed the market significantly yesterday morning. But then after big gains, it kind of came back a little. Still an up day. 145% tariffs, Larry, on fireworks made in China have U.S. retailers canceling their orders ahead of Independence Day.
And this is not just any Independence Day. It is the 250th Independence Day. And I'm just curious if, as the president indicated yesterday, that he might work with China to lower those tariffs, if that'll make a difference fast enough.
Yeah, I mean, if there's a supply chain problem, we're going to be looking at very expensive and limited supply of fireworks.
Maybe that's a question you should ask China.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.